pemerintah federal telah mengumumkan akan menghabiskan ratusan juta dolar untuk melindungi Australia dari serangan dunia maya atau cyber dari luar negeri. Seperti yang dilaporkan, Perdana Menteri Malcolm Turnbull secara terbuka mengakui untuk pertama kalinya kemampuan ofensif Australia untuk mencegah serangan dari luar negeri. Mr. Turnbull mengatakan, internet memiliki kekuatan yang juga rentan dan tidak ada yang kebal terhadap serangan cyber tersebut. Ia mengatakan dana sebesar 230 juta dolar akan dialokasi untuk 33 inisiatif yang berbeda.
My highest duty and that of my government is to keep Australians safe. It is no different in cyberspace. Australians expect the government to protect them from cyber attack and defend our country against sophisticated national security threats.
Komisi Kejahatan Australia memperkirakan biaya tahunan kejahatan cyber di Australia lebih dari 1 miliar dolar dalam biaya langsung. Namun, Mr. Turnbull mengatakan beberapa perkiraan menempatkan biaya setinggi 1% dari gross domestic product per tahun atau sekitar 17 miliar dolar.
Some intrusions are the work of foreign adversaries. Others involve malicious software used by organized criminal syndicates. The scale and rate of compromise is increasing, and the methods used by malicious actors are rapidly evolving.
Perdana Menteri menegaskan ancaman cyber yang signifikan pada Badan Meteorologi dan Departemen Layanan Parlemen serta bisnis seperti Kmart. Menteri Luar Negeri Julie Bishop mengatakan bahwa dengan bisnis semakin sering dilakukan secara online, perlindungan semakin sangat dibutuhkan.
Clearly, the Bureau of Meteorology suffered a cyber attack. We saw it as a malicious act. The details of it, of course, are subject to investigation. The cybersecurity announcement today is a very important step in ensuring that we can detect, deter, and respond to cyber attacks. This is about protecting our online systems so that businesses and government can operate freely online.
Inisiatif lain termasuk pengangkatan duta besar cyber pertama di Australia dan peningkatan kerjasama antara pemerintah dan sektor swasta pada masalah keamanan cyber. Mr. Turnbull mengatakan, ada juga hibah untuk usaha kecil untuk meningkatkan keamanan bisnisnya.
We will also join with other countries to build cyber capacity to prevent and shut down safe havens for cyber criminals and terrorist organizations seeking to exploit cyberspace for radicalization and other such activities.
Mr. Turnbull juga mengumumkan pembentukan pusat-pusat keunggulan keamanan cyber di beberapa universitas untuk menangani kekurangan kritis terampil profesional keamanan cyber. Namun ahli keamanan cyber, Mark Shaw, mengatakan kepada ABC, sudah sangat terlambat untuk melaksanakan langkah tersebut.
These attacks happen regularly and the trend is certainly upwards. I think last year we saw Australia is actually the number one target for ransomware in Asia Pacific and number four globally. So these attacks certainly aren't going anywhere soon, which is again why this type of initiative is very important to ensure that we're maintaining the cybersecurity skills and really going on the offense rather than just playing defense.
Dr. Tobias Fikin adalah kepala Pusat Kebijakan Cyber Internasional di Institut Kebijakan Strategis Australia. Ia adalah bagian dari komite penasihat yang mengembangkan dokumen dan mengatakan kepada Sky News bahwa Australia telah menetapkan standar yang patut diikuti negara-negara lain.
It's a very significant statement for Australia to make. I think it's one that I would applaud. I think it helps set that bar that others should then follow. And if they are and when they develop other cyber capabilities in the region and globally, you know, they should look to countries like Australia to see how they are placing restrictions on its use. And I think that is very, very important because there's incredibly live discussion internationally about this at the moment.